Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Hi everyone, I'm Emilio Stabinio and welcome to another Soul Sunday. We're now on the second Sunday of Lent and we're going to reflect not on the gospel, but on today's first reading, taken from Genesis chapter 22, the testing of Abraham. God put Abraham to the test. He called to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. And God said, "Take your son Isaac, your only one, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. There you shall offer him up as a holocaust, on the height that I will point out to you." When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood on it. Then he reached out and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the Lord's messenger called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he answered. "Do not lay down your hand on the boy," said the messenger. "Do not do the least thing to him. I know now how devoted you are to God, since you did not withhold from me your own beloved son." As Abraham looked about, he spied a ram, caught by its horns in the thicket. So he went and took the ram, and offered it up as a holocaust in the place of his son. Again, the Lord's messenger called to Abraham from heaven and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you acted as you did in not withholding from me your beloved son, I will bless you abundantly and make your descendants as countless as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore. Your descendants shall take possession of the gates of their enemies, and in your descendants all the nations of the earth shall find blessing. All this because you obeyed my command." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Why does God give tests to his children? Is this some sort of punishment for our sins? I remember a few years ago, I attended a Lenten retreat. The priest gave a powerful and reasonable intention of why he was giving difficult tests to his students in the seminary. His chief reason was to challenge them to become the best version of themselves and to prepare them for greater opportunities. He said that if he gave easy examinations, then he's not teaching them justly. I believe that this priest's approach was not to make the lives of the students unbearable. Rather, it is his own way to discipline the students for them to be responsible and be committed to what they are called to do. This was a test of knowledge and learning. Yet, the nature of God's test is far more different and personal. God's test to Abraham is a test of faith, a test of trust. It is a test of relationship between the creature and the Creator, the Son and the Father. God wants to know how far Abraham can trust him, no matter what happens, which would be to take the life of Isaac, his only beloved son, that he had promised Abraham for all these years, and through whom God was supposed to give Abraham many descendants. Perhaps you might be thinking, is God crazy? It's not Isaac that God wants. It's the heart of Abraham, a heart that trusts him without fear, without reservations, a heart that obeys and is willing to take risks for his glory. We all know how the story ended. God seized Abraham in sacrificing Isaac through an angel, and God was incredibly pleased to what Abraham did and blessed him more than he could ever imagine. Descendants as the stars of heaven and the sands on the seashore. This is the bond of trust God desires for each one of us. Who is in your life right now? Who is Isaac in your life right now that God is asking you to surrender? Lay it down. Lay down your Isaac to God and trust Him. In the palms of the Father, our lives are eternally secured. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, give us the grace to totally surrender the Isaac in our lives. May we never hold back anything from You, since You have never held anything back from us. Your merciful love abounds and never fails. Lord, increase our faith, and may our total surrender deepen our relationship with You. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for reflecting with us. Have a blessed Soul Sunday.